It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call the show. Even if you got that really stanky booty breath in the morning, we can't smell it. It's cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That is at Joe and Alex Show. And almost everything we do on the show, we try to put it up online for you to check out and share. So you can always go to joeandalexshow.com. Sitting to my left, eating some Nutter Butter, sipping on her apple juice. Leaning forward at the time, it's Alex Clark. Good morning.
Good morning. I saw this article today that said that millennials don't own can openers.
I saw that too.
And it is so funny that that is something that now they're discovering, because I've known this and it has been a huge thing that has been a prime talking point in my relationship with my boyfriend. And he doesn't own one. And he uses like a hammer and a chisel to open all of his cans. And it just...
Oh, like the old Egyptians used to do, yeah.
It just drives me nuts. So they are absolutely correct when they say that millennials don't own can openers. And, you know, the thing is that it's just pure laziness, because I've brought up to him, you need to get a can opener. You can't be chiseling and hammering your way opening, you know, to open cans. And he's just like, it's fine, I can do it like this.
Okay, I have two can openers. I have that new kind where it opens it like vertically, which like blows your mind.
I have one too. But, you know, I also have all kinds of things in my kitchen that I've never used and may not ever use because I don't even cook. But my whole thing is it's better to have something around that I might need than like needing it and I don't have it. So I like made sure. And a lot of the stuff that I have, honestly, because I'm not a cook, is from the dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
So I just went and got like spatulas and things like that that I never ever probably will use. But just in case I have someone over that wants to make something or whatever, I have it. So I have everything I need, but yeah, I'm not using hammers and ancient chisels to open my cans.
I can actually go a step farther. I don't know how to use a can opener.
Yeah. Pork chop, what? How do you not know how to use a can opener?
Wow. I don't know. I could probably use the mechanical one, but the electrical one, I don't know how to use.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the electrical ones are the ones that'll get you.
Yeah, it's just those, like hovering in the air magically.
It is magical how that all happens.
Yeah, right. Well, anyways, hey, speaking of all your food and stuff, I tried ribeye steak for the first time yesterday.
See, that just, I don't understand that, having it for the first time ever.
Like, it was so good.
I just don't understand, though, like, what you've been eating in your life. Like, that seems real weird to me that you've never tried ribeye.
Yeah, especially because you're from New Jersey.
Yeah, I think, I mean...
Is that a steak place?
I don't know. I just like, imagine people in New Jersey eating steak.
It's like, I assume you're in the mob and you eat steak.
Yeah, right.
One of those two.
I've only had T-bone once. But anyways, Chase's uncle made it, and it was fantastic.
Dang, just going into your mouth. Flavor explosion.
Just like that. How's your day, Liv?
Wow, good for you. It was pretty good. So you guys all know this. I work in a daycare at a gym one day a week, so I can get a free membership.
And bring disease and sickness to the rest of the show.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate side of the job. But a girl came in yesterday, and she was 14 years old.
For the daycare?
Yeah, and she had a younger sister who was like 11. So I was like, I get the 11-year-old kind of, but she was 14, and I was like, this is weird, but whatever, if they want to hang out. She's FaceTiming her boyfriend, dropping like that... like bombs everywhere, cursing up a storm.
She's a young
Liv. Telling her boyfriend how sexy his big lips are.
Stop.
Oh my gosh. Stuff.
Like, I had to tell her that if she, like, I got stern with her.
In the daycare?
Yes. And there were other little kids in there.
It goes down in the daycare.
There were other little kids in there. And I was like, flabbergasted. Oh, and she's also talking about how, like, her, she saw her probation officer out that weekend.
Wait, well, that's why she had to go to daycare.
Okay, okay, yeah. You can't have these kids around people that are on locked up. You can't be doing that.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I was kind of intimidated too because I'm like, oh, this girl has seen some stuff.
She'll cut
but
a
I
live.
Was like, oh my you need gosh. To stop cussing. Like, there's little ones around. And I got pretty stern with
you
her.
You said that?
Yeah.
How did she respond?
I mean, which is so funny. She was like the sweetest thing. She's like, oh my gosh, did I cuss? I'm so sorry.
What the heck?
So I can't see. I can't tell. She was just like playing me. But I don't know. So
what
we'll see
the
if she,
heck?
Yeah, it was wild. We'll see if she ends up coming back. But Joe, how's your day?
Yeah, I don't know how you can follow up to that.
Barely, to be honest with you. My day is just, it's weird. I've reached that point now in the neighborhood where there's a competition going on, and I don't think I'm going to be able to even compete. Everybody's put up Christmas decorations and lights. My wife sends me out on her porch last night looking like a dummy in a pair of shorts and a shirt, and I'm hanging like these lights, like half whatever. It just looks like crap. Everybody else has got, like, freaking displays for days. You can see it from, like, I don't know, 30,000 feet in the air.
People spend a lot of money on their Christmas decorations.
I was looking up, like, my one neighbor has Santa. He's got Frosty. He's got Rudolph.
Those are a couple hundred bucks each.
And they've got Jesus in the manger.
Wow.
I can't compete with that.
So you're, like, a bigger National Lampoon?
No doubt about it. So that, I'm just letting you guys know, my wife's going to try to spend every dollar we have now to get Christmas lights. Alex, what's coming up in the garbage this morning?
Really crazy stuff. This celebrity revealed people are trying to get him to commit suicide. Kelly Clarkson is just like us, and a rapper is going to Harvard.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
I think I was pretty shocked, along with the rest of America, when we read Pete Davidson's post on Instagram last night. He talked about how, you know, him and Ariana Grande broke up their engagement back in September, and Pete says he's been getting bullied online and in public ever since, and he started speaking out about it. Yesterday on Instagram, he posted a note that said, "I'm trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the whole world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference. I've been getting bullied online and in public for 9 months. I've spoken about bipolar personality disorder and being suicidal publicly only in hopes that it will help bring awareness and help kids like myself who don't want to be on this earth. I just want you guys to know, no matter how hard the internet or anyone tries to make me kill myself, I won't. I'm upset I even have to say this." So he says essentially that people online are bullying him and just telling him to commit suicide. And so he's like, well, that's not going to work. But like the fact that people are even saying that,
it's sad, but it doesn't surprise me, Alex. I mean, nine out of 10 things online are negative and hateful and jealousy. I mean, but it's amazing that people would stoop that low.
It's just crazy. While at this week's Kennedy Center Honors to pay tribute to her mother-in-law, Reba McEntire, Kelly Clarkson proved that she's just like us when it comes to fangirling over your favorite celebrity. Cher was right behind her on the red carpet at this event, and she starts freaking out. And then Cher finally comes up to her, and this is what happened.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
Nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh, how are you? I've never met you. I've been talking about you the whole time going, she's right behind me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a big fan. Obviously, everyone is here. I'm going to stop talking. Okay.
You like
that?
Yeah,
I'm a little...
No,
I get very nervous.
I'm so happy to meet you.
Oh, my God.
How did that feel?
Oh, my God. I'm sweating even more. I'm sweating.
I just thought, oh, my God, that's me with Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Travis Scott is applying to Harvard. Back in 2017, Travis said that he would take a break from music after his third album and go to Harvard's architecture school. With his third album, Astroworld, released at the top of the U.S. charts, Scott now has confirmed that he is ready to apply on Twitter, saying, "I'm applying to Harvard in a couple days, and I'm really excited. Somebody pinch me." So, I mean,
That's cool.
Is very unexpected. I'm shocked by that. I can't imagine really anyone that's involved with the Kardashian clan, like, going seriously to school. Like,
a really big
Ivy League school.
I agree. But that's good. Education's important.
Yeah, I think that's really awesome. Friends isn't leaving Netflix at the end of the year after all. Over the weekend, fans of the hit show had been posting and noting that the show's Netflix page indicated that the NBC sitcom would be leaving the streaming service on January 1st. But Netflix and Warner Brothers TV reached an extension that will keep Friends on the streaming service through 2019. Coming up in less than an hour, you will not believe what rapper used to be a telemarketer.
All right, looking forward to that. Thank you, Alex. I never knew when to clap in that song, by the way. I was always off beat just a little bit. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hang on. Good morning. Hello. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Give us a follow on our Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So we're like 99% sure, like they pretty much confirmed, and I thought there was a press release, that Maroon 5 will be at the Super Bowl. Am I missing that? Because I see stuff saying they're not confirmed, but they're supposed to be there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big rumor, but they have not admitted it yet themselves.
All right, now I don't know who did what, but I'm assuming I'm right because I got a hunch here, and maybe you guys will agree, Liv and producer Porkchop. I think Alex started a petition that I found online. It's actually going viral, and it has to do with the Super Bowl. Yeah. Have you guys actually seen this little petition going around?
I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, but if it has something to do with Alex and sports, I'm very, very curious.
Yeah, well, sort of. There's someone. It's anonymous, but a fan of SpongeBob SquarePants has started a petition that has over 500,000 signatures asking the NFL to have Sweet Victory performed at the next halftime show. Now, if you don't know this, SpongeBob performed the 80s Styles power ballad at the fictional Bubble Bowl in the episode Band Geeks.
Iconic.
Yep.
So, let me ask the person who's in question here on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, did you do this?
Well, the truth is, I did not make this petition.
What?
However, I did sign it.
Well, here you go. If you've never heard this song that Alex is signing, and maybe you can too, it is Sweet Victory.
This still gives me chills.
I've never heard this song before.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to enjoy it.
It's because Joe was 80 when this show came out.
Oh my gosh.
Is this when the lights went out?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
The winner takes all. It's the thrill of one more kill. The last one to fall.
Oh, get ready for the drums, Patrick. Get ready.
We'll never sacrifice their will.
Yeah! The pyros go on! Oh, if you don't have chills right now, you are not a 90s baby. Absolutely epic. And see, they want to do this at the Super Bowl because the creator of SpongeBob just passed away. So it would be in honor of him. That's the whole reason.
That's literally going to make me tear up.
I know. Literally. Seriously, if this doesn't happen, I will be so disappointed.
I don't know where that... I need to sign that petition. We need to, like, share the link on our Instagram story.
I mean, so it has... Joe said it has 500,000 signatures.
Yeah, 500,000.
And let's see, how many people watch the Super Bowl? Because...
Billions.
If it's like a lot... Let's see, 111 million watched. So is 500,000 a good amount?
Not
enough. Dang it.
Not enough, but not yet. We still have time, Alex. We still have time.
I love that Liv the Web Girl is like, oh, I'm totally going to go sign this petition, but she can't take the time out of her day to go get her registration for her car.
Well, why'd we have to bring that into it?
Priorities?
We're talking about SpongeBob here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
this is my number one goal to get this to happen. So I'm going to share the link on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Please sign this petition.
And Instagram at Joe and Alex Show on our story.
I don't know if we have to go that crazy. Okay.
Yes, we do.
It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. The remains of the late President George H.W. Bush, arrived at the U.S. Capitol on Monday after a 1,200-mile flight from Houston on Air Force One. Bush died Friday at the age of 94. He will lie in the state in the Capitol Rotunda until tomorrow morning when this week's events continue with a memorial service at the National Cathedral. Yesterday, President Donald Trump paid his respects to Bush in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. That happened late Monday evening, accompanied by his wife, First Lady Melania Trump. This is something that I don't think cool really describes it, but it's so interesting to me, Alex, Liv, and Porkchop, to see behind the scenes. You probably have seen the letter that Bill Clinton got from Bush, like when they transitioned power out of the Oval Office. Have you seen that?
Every president that's leaving always writes a letter to the president coming in.
Now, this is actually Bill Clinton reading the letter. So listen to this. If you haven't seen it or heard it, this is really cool what Bush left for him.
It said, I wish you great happiness here. There will be tough times made even more difficult by criticism you may not think is fair. I'm not a very good one to give advice, but just don't let the critics discourage you or push you off course. You will be our president when you read this note. I wish you well. I wish your family well. Your success is our country's success. I'm rooting hard for you.
That's really cool right there. I love that. And I love that they're sharing all these things after the fact. I think it's something that we can all kind of connect with and check out. Today is a special day, ladies and gentlemen. It is National Cookie Day! Woo! Yep, perfect part of Joe's journey. Balanced diet right there. You can get free cookies at a bunch of different places, including cookie shops like Miss Fields, Insomnia Cookies. I had that for the first time this weekend. Oh, God, it's amazing. Great American Cookies, fast food chains, yada, yada, yada. You go look and see if they got cookies at that place, and you probably get them for free or for a discount. Okay, how about this? How does this happen, this story for Joe's Need to Know News? Children at a preschool in Hawaii were accidentally served Pine Sol instead of apple juice. Alex, you drink apple juice every day.
It's true. I better be watching out.
Have you ever mixed up your Pine Sol and apple juice?
No, but it does look like it, like from the back. I mean, it looks totally like Pine Sol.
But I know, I get that, but do you ever smell it?
Well, yeah, apple juice
Pine
for sure has a smell.
Pine Sol is so strong.
Right. I mean, it seems real shady. Like, that couldn't have been an accident.
No, if it was dark, I love to drink gin. I could totally mix up gin and Pine Sol because they smell similar. But let's see here. The classroom assistant was preparing a snack for the kiddos and grabbed the Pine Sol from a cleaning cart. The assistant mistook it for apple juice because they have similar colors, as you just mentioned, Alex. The teacher smelled the liquid and said, wait, this is Pine Sol.
Ew.
And I guess all but three of the kids didn't have any. So, like, three kids had a little bit of it.
Wow.
But the kids who drank the cleaner didn't get sick, thankfully. That assistant no longer works at that school.
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right. And we talked about this before. We finally have an update. Do you guys remember that Dutch man? He requested to legally become 20 years younger. He's actually, I guess his name's Amelia Rattleband. He's a motivational speaker and said it would be discrimination if he was not allowed to go back to the age of 49 because he's currently 69. He talks about how difficult it is being a 69-year-old man.
If I go on Tinder, then I get woman from 68, 69, when the women are there. And when I'm on Tinder, you know, then they say, okay, then you can lie for your age. You say you're 49. I don't want to lie. I want to be myself. So don't force me to lie.
So this guy's having a hard time getting those, you know, swipes.
I have so many things to say and just not enough time to say them. Just insane.
I feel so bad for this dude. He's trying to be honest.
Wait, you want to hear something?
Of course I want to hear something.
I guess it was like my uncle's birthday or something. It was my uncle's birthday like last week or something. And he posted a really depressing post on Facebook about how a birthday is just another reminder how he didn't accomplish his goals.
Yikes.
And that he's closer to the grave.
Well, that's fun.
And then it also said that he was turning 10 years younger than what he's actually turning.
Whoa.
So he's my mom's oldest brother. And it says that he's 3 years younger than my mom.
Oh my God.
If I could turn back time.
Whoa. See, I think there's some issues going on there.
He also said if he was 49, you know, it would help him out a lot.
When I'm really 49 again, I will have a baby again. I will buy a new car again.
No.
I will pay my house again.
No.
I go and I invest my money again because now I'm old man. You know, I have to save my money to give to my kids so they can live. But if I have that age again, I have hope again. I'm new again. The whole future is there for me again.
By the
way, do you think this guy's just trolling us?
No, I really think he's a 70-year-old man that wants to get with that younger lady. Liv, okay.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, and then I'll go to Alex. I know Alex is going to say no.
Okay.
Would you date a guy that's 20 years older than you?
Only if it was like Larry David.
So
or
probably
like Bill
not.
Murray. Bill Murray and Larry David.
So
that's
most
it.
Guys, no. I would say it's a no. Alex, I'm like 99% sure you'd say hell no.
I would prefer not to.
This guy's just trying to get close to women because he doesn't want to date those 70-year-old ladies with the old wrinkly skin and the, you know, the stuff hanging on the ground.
I mean, it's not like he probably looks any better.
I know, but it sounds like that's what he wants. Let him have it. I don't care if a 69-year-old lady wants a young boy. Let her be a cougar.
Okay, also,
why do we think cougars are so cool, but if an old guy wants something younger, he's a creep?
No, that is not true at
all.
Oh,
it is. Double standard.
Hugh Hefner literally made a fortune off of that entire idea, so that is clearly not true. Also, if a girl is willing to believe he is 49 years old when he's clearly not, then more power to him. I hope they live happily ever after.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it all out. I post it up at joeandalexshow.com. This This is absolutely insane. And if you've got a phrase that maybe you don't want people to say anymore, you're like, okay, let's replace this one. I'd like to hear the phrase you're just like so tired of hearing. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. A researcher said that popular phrases that we currently use could actually be bad and offensive to people that are vegan. And they're saying, you know, we're probably going to have more awareness in our life.
Oh, God, cry me a river.
We're going to have to be conscious of vegan issues, and we'll have to reflect that in our language and our literature.
Vegan issues. Oh, okay.
Now I have a lot of friends that are vegan and vegetarian along with meat eaters. I'm friends with everybody.
Oh, their lives are so hard, so marginalized. Justice for the vegans.
I think it is hard being vegan, though, like, to eat that. Like, I don't know how you don't eat anything that tastes good.
Well, Liv is gluten-free. That's pretty much the same thing, right?
Yeah, but she don't live that life, though.
I'm gluten-free, and I'm also dairy-free. And I will say, I actually make a lot of vegan recipes.
Oh, well then, you know what, Alex?
Because they don't have, a lot of vegan recipes don't have dairy in them, and so it's so hard to find them. But I will say, I always add meat to it.
Well, okay, so Liv is perfect. Liv is a perfect guinea pig for this.
We need to be, listen, Alex.
I know.
I was
See,
trying to
now
stop
I've already
you.
Said something.
You need to be sensitive to Alex.
Liv is the perfect test.
Person.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's funny you say guinea pig and test. Let me get to one of the things on the list. Out, they say. This is no longer in. Be the guinea pig. Instead, Liv, be the test tube.
That was on there?
It's
Wait,
on there.
I had no idea that that
Swear
was on
there.
See? See, I know. I knew that that was going to be one of those hot
All right.
button things.
Well, then I'm going to tell you what's out, Alex, and I want you to guess what's in. I'll tell you what they recommend it be. But Alex, they're saying no longer say bring home the bacon. What do they want you to say from now on instead of, hey, bring home the bacon?
I mean, I guess money.
Making the money.
It's actually a food item. I'll give you a clue.
Bring home the oatmeal
bring home
cake.
The bread.
Liv's the closest. Anybody want to try that? Close to bread, bring home the what?
The loaf?
The cake? Muffins.
Bring home the bagels.
Okay.
Bagels?
Bagels. Okay, here's the next one. Out, they say. Please do not say this anymore. This is very insensitive, very, very rude. Let the cat out of the bag. What do you think? Oh. Keep in mind, this is vegan. Think about what vegan people like, what they eat.
No one eats cat.
I understand that, but it's an animal
well,
and they feel bad for it.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well.
I'm just kidding.
I've had some questionable dishes. I don't care, though. It tasted good with some sauce. So, out. Let the cat out of the bag. What do you think they want to put in there?
The groceries out of the bag.
Of course you'd say groceries.
Lettuce? Romaine.
No.
Wow. Romaine, right, the silent killer.
No. Out. Is let the cat out of the bag in, spill the beans. Because see, they're vegan. They like their beans.
That's
beans
true.
Apparently don't have any feelings.
Okay, beans are a safe word.
Have you guys ever heard this saying, all your eggs in one basket?
Yeah.
Okay, they want all your eggs in one basket out. And you guess what they'd like to replace that?
Apples.
Marbles.
You're both wrong.
iPhones. I don't know.
Think of food, okay? Because these are a lot of your clues are food.
Food.
All your...
Out is all your eggs in one basket, and then they want to use this instead.
I know, everything.
All your dates in one basket.
Ooh,
Liv, Alex, you're the closest. All your berries in one bowl.
I was the closest.
No, you weren't. What'd you say?
Apples.
I just want to say, do you know how long it's taken me to truly understand all of these weird sayings?
I was going to say, do you even understand any of them?
And then now we're changing all of them? Like, finally, at 24 years old, I get what people are saying.
It's a damn shame.
Mm-hmm. What about this one? Hold your horses.
Oh,
my dad
totally
used to say it all the time. Hold your horses.
Yeah, can't say that.
Hold your horses. They say that is out. What would you bring in replace of that? What would you say is in? Hold your horses is
Hold your
out.
Belt loops.
Well,
oh, that's a good one.
A belt's made of leather. I don't think they would go with that.
Oh, shoot.
No, your belt loop belt on loop. Your jeans.
Okay.
Hold on to your hat. Hold your hats.
Yeah. Hold your
your hands.
Liv mentioned this item earlier, and I thought it was totally random.
Oh, hold your iPhones.
Hold your phone. There you go. Hold the phone.
Oh.
Yep.
Hold
the phone.
Hold the phone.
Let's see here. I got two more for you because this goes on and on and it gets crazier. Killing two birds with one stone. That obviously killing in it. They don't like that at all. The saying that they want out, killing two birds with one stone. What do you think they'd want to replace that with? I'll tell you right now, it rhymes.
Killing.
The thing, item, instead of stone, it rhymes with stone.
Stone. Bone.
Nope.
Breaking two bones.
That's
Cone, roan.
Nope.
Zone, drone.
It's a food item.
Oh.
Scone. No clue.
Scone.
Yes, Liv the Web Girl. Instead of killing two birds with one stone, it's feeding two birds with one scone.
No, oh, we're not doing that.
So I'm sorry. Where are these birds located? At freaking Starbucks?
Who came up with this? PETA?
Yes.
So ridiculous.
You want one more or are you good?
No, I want one more.
Okay, okay. How about this one? There's actually so many good ones. I don't know what to do. I'll give you this one. There's more than one way to skin a cat. You've heard that before, I'm sure.
That's terrible.
You haven't heard that before?
No.
No, see, now poor Chop's offended.
Oh, Buck up, you're in the Midwest. Well,
he's just indoctrinated
he's
him.
He's got two kitties. What are your cat's names?
Lainey and Tony.
Which one do you think tastes better?
What? I think I like Tony better.
Okay. Yeah, I just wonder, like, if like the world ended, you had to have a cat first, which one would you have? Okay. They say more than one way to skin a cat. Alex, there's a famous song about this that you love.
There is?
Mm-hmm. It's a recent viral bop.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's a vegetable.
A potato?
More than one way to peel a potato.
Ah.
It's potato.
You know what? You know, they just did a survey that they polled like all of Americans, different age groups, different races and all this stuff. And 80% of America said, I hate PC culture. And the 20% that loves it, they're all rich and they're all white. That's who's offended by everything. That's what we learned. I'm not even shocked.
I like potatoes, okay? So please respect my potatoes. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, I'm looking at you, Liv. What's your hangover cure? This guy has been doing research, not at a university, but on his own, and he says this is what you need to do.
Oh, I've got a couple.
I've been the human test tube, if that's what we're supposed to say. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Hey, you're already drinking this morning. I know you are. What is your hangover cure? We'll hear from you, and we'll share his stuff next. What is your hangover cure? Maybe you had a bottle of wine last night. Maybe you went crazy this weekend, watching some football. Whatever it might be, you have a little bit too much and you're not feeling so well the next morning. What's your go-to? Is it some kind of medicine? Is it a food item? Something greasy? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We would like to know, what is your hangover cure? Anybody here care to share on the Joe and Alex Show what their hangover cure might be? I got this guy here. He's got his own little method of stuff. But I'm wondering, Alex, Liv, the web girl, producer Pork Chop, we all indulge occasionally. What do you do? What's your go-to when it comes to the drinky-drinky not feeling so well?
I always heard that you are supposed to take ibuprofen or something like that before you go to sleep. And then the morning when you wake up, you will have less of a headache.
I think that would make sense, maybe to dull it out a little bit. I've also known people that do like Pedialyte, or they'll take like the bottle, they'll drink that for hydration, or they might take the little Pedialyte powder and they'll put it in their drink at the bar.
Yeah, I've heard of that. My problem is, though, sometimes I'm just so drunk, there's no way I'm going to get some ibuprofen before I pass out.
I can't do that stuff anymore.
Hey, by the way, disclaimer, we're not doctors, so we don't suggest taking ibuprofen unless your doctor tells you to. Oh.
Thanks, Dad. Thank you.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, they tell you to have healthy fats and some carbohydrates in the morning because that'll help your hangover. And so avocado toast, like, literally is the best food to get when you're hungover.
So quit knocking millennials because they know what they're doing with the avocado toast.
Yes, avocado toast is really supposed to help your hangovers. Also, pickle juice.
All right, cool. Now, this guy, he says he's from Toronto. He spent a decade drinking booze to find the best hangover cure. He said he's disappointed by modern medicine, like Alex suggested Tylenol. He's like, that just doesn't do enough for me. He decided to do it himself. So what he would do is he would spend countless nights binge drinking and then kind of, you know, record the process. Now, to establish his hangover baseline, I mean, this is getting scientific.
Brutal.
He recorded everything he drank on a night out and assessed the severity of the symptoms the next day. Then he proceeded to drink the same thing another night, but added in a new hangover remedy.
All right, I want to hear this.
All right, yeah, he says this is what he recommends. About 1,500 milligrams of amino acids called NAC, like NAC. It helps the body produce a powerful antioxidant, he says. Along with that, he recommends taking vitamins B1, B6, and B12, which allegedly make NAC more effective, along with frankincense, anti-inflammatory, and milk thistle.
Isn't frankincense one of the gifts
like
that the three wise men gave baby Jesus?
Yes,
you don't
it
know.
Is.
Wait.
Baby Jesus might have been hitting that bottle.
Was baby Jesus turning up in the manger?
Getting crazy all up in that club.
I think he was.
So much sense.
Let me tell you Joe's hangover cure.
Okay.
That you got to have hash browns. You got to have buttery, ketchupy hash browns. something greasy to sop it all up. I also think you need a coffee. Even if you don't drink coffee, you need a little bit of coffee.
See, I'm the complete opposite. I steer away from coffee when I'm hungover because coffee is a diuretic, so it literally dehydrates you so bad.
I don't need your scientific stuff. I'm telling you what works.
Also, grease I don't think is good for hangovers. I read that somewhere. But I have heard of B12. Whenever we used to have big like Greek sing events and we would go out the night before, we'd always take a bunch of B12 vitamins.
This is why I could never go out drinking with Liv. Like, if I had to, like, stay at her place, she's like, all right, I've got us some toast and avocados. Who wants some? Spread it on there.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
An actor in the Broadway play The Cher Show ripped Kanye West last night for staring at his cell phone during a performance. This guy named Jared Spector, who plays Cher's former husband and musical companion Sonny in the Broadway musical, tweeted at Kanye West after the show's debut. He said, "Hey, Kanye West, so cool that you're here at The Cher Show. If you look up from your cell phone, you'll see we're doing a show up here. It's opening night, kind of a big deal for us. Thanks so much."
Shots fired.
So uncomfortable and so awkward.
But he agrees, though, especially in a theater or a play, like, you don't have your phone out.
So Kanye attended with his wife, Kim Kardashian, and he later responded. He said, "To Cher and the Cher Show team, the dynamics of Cher and Sonny's relationship made Kim and I grab each other's hand and sing 'I Got You, Babe.' Please pardon my lack of etiquette. We have so much appreciation for the energy you guys put into making this masterpiece." So that was like, man, that's like some major secondhand embarrassment right there. But also speaking of Kim and Kanye, Jimmy Kimmel asked Kim Kardashian three funny questions last night. And here's my two favorite ones.
"Of all your sisters, which of them do you think would be most likely to sue you?"
"Courtney."
"Courtney? Why Courtney?"
"She is ruthless."
"When is the last time you spoke with a telemarketer?"
"All the time. But I think Kanye used to be a telemarketer, so I try to be nice."
"Is that right?"
"I think so.
You know?
You never know who's calling."
That's kind of funny. I didn't know that either.
I know. Cardi B was given a stern warning from the judge in her strip club beatdown case. They said show up to court or get arrested. Cardi's legal team was in court yesterday for a hearing about the August incident. Prosecutors weren't happy that Cardi herself was a no-show, considering they've already given her a six-week extension on the case. They asked the judge to issue a bench warrant, and the judge denied the immediate request, but did say that Cardi must appear in court Friday morning, or there's going to be a warrant issued. Cardi is accused of unleashing her posse on two strip club bartenders and badly injuring both.
Man, could you imagine her like this with her kid inside prison?
John Cena was on Ellen yesterday and talked about how WWE fans did not like his new haircut recently. Remember that? He like grew his hair out and
yes.
It was super weird.
"I went to film a movie in China and the movie was like 6 months long. And in the process, I grew my hair out. So I left with a buzz cut and I came back with this. And everybody's like, 'You've ruined my childhood.' So I'm just trying to figure my life out.
Yeah.
Your haircut. And everybody's like, 'You ruined my life.' And I'm like, 'Whoa, I'm so sorry.'"
Patricia Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond talked about if they would do a reboot or not.
"I don't think it's possible right now with Peter and Doris yeah. gone. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't be the same show. It would be nice to do like a special retrospective because it's been, I think,
22 years. Yeah.
So maybe the 25th anniversary, CBS will do something."
It doesn't even seem like it's been that long. Wow.
Coming up in less than an hour, you are not going to believe what Jay-Z did on a double date with Meek Mill, Nicki Minaj, and Beyonce.
Spin the bottle? Was it spin the bottle?
Just wait.
All right, cool. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if you don't speak to your family anymore, what the heck do you do for the holidays instead? Someone on the show is actually facing this dilemma. It's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show.
"I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me."
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and
I'm so mad at you for playing this song.
What?
It's making me emotional.
I know. I can't believe you would play this song of all songs.
I thought we were talking about this, that somebody on the Joe and Alex Show is facing a situation where they are currently not speaking to their family and they're thinking they may not be home for like the holidays for Christmas.
Well, I wasn't planning on crying till you started playing that.
Well, I apologize. I wasn't trying to make you cry.
Well, how about Jingle Bell,
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Rock, Rocking Around.
Baby.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, so pretty much I haven't had the best relationship with my family growing up, and so there have always been ebbs and flows of our relationship and just ups and downs and things like that, especially growing up for me. And so finally last week we just ended up having a falling out, and I just said, you know, forget it, I'm not coming to Christmas. I was just tired of dealing with it. And so I said, well, I'm not going to come, and nobody seemed to care, so I don't have anywhere to spend Christmas, and I've never dealt with this before. And so, you know, I wondered from other people that may not be close with their families or have anywhere to spend the holidays either, like what you do, because I've never dealt with this. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people would just say, oh, we'll just hang out with your friends and all this. But the thing is like my friends live somewhere else. I grew up somewhere else. And so they're all out of town. Also, 99% of them are married now. Some of them have kids. You know, you have your own families and plans and traveling and all that stuff. It's like very hard unless you have other friends that like are in the same situation. I just feel like, you know, I don't really know, you know, anyone that I could just invite myself to their Christmas. And so I just kind of wanted words of encouragement and other ideas from you at 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's 833-563-2539. If you don't speak to your family anymore, what do you do for the holidays instead? I mean, I think that I've always invited people, not necessarily if they don't speak to their family, but if they're not near them, especially working in radio, you could be across the country, and it's not like you can just afford a $1,000 ticket to go back for every holiday, especially if stuff's tight. So I've invited people. I've only had like one person out of three times I've invited somebody come over. But like if I knew I was in town for Thanksgiving, not Christmas, but I'm like, come on over. But I think it's also the situation you're in. It can be awkward for you, too, because you feel like you don't want to be alone for the holiday, but you also don't want to feel like you just brought up you're imposing on somebody that's married or has a family.
Right.
But growing up a lot, like I remember spending the holidays with my friend David and the Johnsons, the family that were my good friends, because I didn't see my dad a lot growing up, but also my mom worked a lot as a nurse. So they were like a second family. So maybe friends. And also, not to be too optimistic, but maybe things can actually work out before then, Alex. Like, maybe things will be better, and you'll be able to get together with the family at the holidays.
I just, you know, and I'm not necessarily saying this for sympathy, but just to paint more of an understanding picture, is that what we all do is entertainment. And so, you know, every morning, for the most part, our goal is to come in here and make you laugh and, you know, or talk about something interesting or whatever and all those different things. But at different times, all of us are, you know, and have gone through or are going through something in our personal lives that's really, really hard. And so for the last week, it's been really hard for me to come in and do this show with all of this stuff going on. And so these are just things, you know, when people like rip us on social media, like, well, your jobs can't be that hard or things like that. For the most part, it honestly isn't too hard, and we have a lot of fun. But that's an element that I don't think a lot of people think about, that, you know, is something special that you have to do when you're in morning radio.
Hey, Kim, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say to Alex?
Well, first of all, I'm sitting here crying while I'm driving listening to it. I relate so close to it. My family isn't far away. They're actually close, but I'm the black sheep of the family, and I don't get along with my stepdad. It's been 6 years since I've seen my mom on a holiday. And my friends have become my family. That's what you have to grow your own roots.
Yeah.
And you have to make your own family. And if that means your friends and then they have kids, well, then you're their godmother, and you're part of that family.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's how I've gotten through. Now, I still talk to my mom, but seeing her on the actual holidays and everything is impossible. I invited her to Thanksgiving, and she didn't show up. She was busy curling her hair.
Yeah.
Wow, Kim, that's really brave of you to share that this morning. So thanks, friend, and
thank you for calling in
and telling us that.
Thank you.
You have a good one.
Well, I think, too, with what you were saying, Alex, before about, like, being in morning radio, like, I mean, we all, how you said before, have been dealing with stuff, but still have to come in. Obviously, it's our jobs. And, like, I've worked in other industries as, like, an intern. And if you're having a bad day, you can sit at your desk and kind of bury your head in your work.
Right.
But as here, every day, we're just opening up and being vulnerable and like showing our like most inner personalities and like what's going on in our lives. So like it is really hard.
Let's talk to Allie this morning. Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex show and you actually go through the same thing. What's your story?
I never really had a good relationship with my parents, and this year is probably one of the hardest ones just because they've been more distant, and now I just don't talk to mom at all. I remember even actually like spending one of the Mother's Days with he's now ex-boyfriend, but I spent with his family and went out with his family for Mother's Day and celebrated with them. For like Christmas and stuff, I just stay at home mostly and just, you know, if my friends hang out, they want to hang out. This last year, I actually lived in my dad's ex-wife and I hang out with her family, and they're really like, even though I'm not, like, part of their family, they still include me as their family, which I'm very thankful for. Last year for Thanksgiving, I just kind of hang out with my friends and slept all day.
Wow. Allie, thanks for sharing that. And I think, as we bring it up, it's easier said than done. But it is family. That friends can be family. It doesn't have to be just blood right there. And once again, everybody sharing that, like, we're not trying to cry this morning, but it's good,
right,
though. And I hope Alex is realizing this. And I hope you realize, too, like, it's okay to be vulnerable and cry on air right now, Alex. Like, if that's really how you feel or that's what you're going through, you don't have to hold all that in. Because do you see our phone lines are blowing up with people right now that they're so relating to what you're going through? Hopefully people realize that.
Holidays are so hard and so stressful for so many people and their families all over the
world.
I
want to take more calls, Alex, if you're cool with that. And I want people to kind of share the story, but give advice too and suggestions. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
All right, cool. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX.
Call right now.
1-833-563-2539.
If you're not talking to your family or there's just something going on and you're not going to see them for the holidays, what do you do in that situation? Alex is possibly facing that. She just told us some stuff, you know, is going on, and it looks like she may not see her family for the holidays. And we're wondering, what the heck do you do? Because that's not easy. You shouldn't be alone on the holidays. And what are people saying? Live the Web Girl on our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Donnelly says, just curl up under a blanket with some hot chocolate and watch Christmas movies all day. It seems to work. And then Scott says, Alex, I'm feeling for you in my car this morning. You have thousands and thousands of listeners and friends across the country now who feel like they know a part of your life and want to laugh with you on the good days and support you on the rough ones. The holidays will work out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, even your mic's giving out on you today. Your mic's like not even talking to you. This is terrible. I'm just kidding. We kid with laughter. That's how I handle awkward situations.
Does this sound better?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Hey, engineering, fix our mic. This sucks. Okay. You know what? One of our good buddies, we used to work with him here at Radio Now. His name's Buster. I know on Christmas, he volunteered. I know you like to help people. That's one thing to consider, because that way you're not alone. And I don't know anybody that feels bad when they're volunteering or helping. I don't know if anybody's going to chime in with that, but that's my idea I just thought of. Anyways, let's take your calls. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's talk to Lee. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Lee, what did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex. Hey, listen, first of all, Alex, you're never alone, because like you just said, you've got family that listen to you. We're just like family. We listen to you guys day in and day out, but I just like to say, you know, my family's probably just as functional as the next one. And like the other lady said, I broke that cycle. As soon as I got married 23 proud years ago and had two kids, I told myself, I'm going to change my atmosphere. I'm going to figure things out. I'm not ever going to spend a Christmas involuntarily alone. So, you know, you come an hour north of where you're at, you're more than welcome to come with us.
Aww.
You know, we'll treat you right. You'll have a good dinner, and it's a great time. But you're never alone, okay? I mean, I know it feels that way sometimes, and I think maybe one of the worst ones I ever had, I was away from my family, like hundreds of miles away. I tapped a Corona, sat in a hot tub,
called everybody and told them Merry Christmas, and we had a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much for calling. That made me feel a lot better.
You're
and
the
that
man,
visual
Lee.
Is fantastic but of you and with the hot tub and the beer.
The water bubbling, a little bit of chest hair on the water, yeah?
Something like that. We won't get that into details. But just think about it. Think about the big picture. You are never alone, and if you are, somebody's a phone call away.
Thank you. I've been
in that situation, whether it was by myself voluntarily because I took a job hundreds of miles away, or one, I served my country and I was in a desert far, far away and we had Christmas and Thanksgiving, but that's a whole different set of family. You know,
yeah.
I was never alone.
Well, thank you for your service and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. You guys have a great show, by the way.
Thank you, Lee. Bye. Let's talk to Christina. Christina says you're breaking her heart this morning. What's up, Christina?
Hi, I was just wanting to tell you that you could come to my house.
Thank you.
I've gone through the same stuff. I've been going through it actually my whole life. So I understand.
Thank you so much.
But you can, I just started making my own meals. Started making my own dinners, inviting my own people over.
Yeah.
And that's helped me get through.
That's really good. Yeah, that's great advice. Maybe I could find some other people and then we could, reserve a really nice room at one of those restaurants that's kind of nicer that mm-hmm. is open on Christmas and then have a Christmas meal.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Christina, for calling in.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex show and you've also been there before. Thank you for calling in and mm-hmm. sharing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been there. And I don't know exactly your situation. It sounds like, you kind of said, hey, I don't want to put myself in the situation. Mine was a little different, unfortunately. I was kind of more alienated from my family. So that was really hard, just knowing they didn't want me around, I guess, and my kids, because that's their grandma and stuff. But I put my emotions sometimes to the side because of my kids, obviously, and that hurt even worse, but... it's definitely one of those things where I just try to keep all the positive. If they're going to be negative, I don't want them in my life anyways.
Right. Right.
So I just try to focus on and bring positive energy to the people I'm positive energy. I try to, anybody who has positive energy, I want to be around them, So I would just suggest anything that's positive, happy, fun, like that guy was talking about, that sounds like a good time. And, just because it's Christmas, that was me, a couple of years ago. And I don't know if you're just creating boundaries, my parents and, some things you'll never forget, but I spent Christmas with them last year, but a couple years ago, I didn't spend, anything with them.
Hey, Jennifer, thank you. Your phone's cutting out really bad, but we appreciate your call. One thing I'm kind of thinking of right there that she brought up, and we're going to do one more call real quick. If you can't get through, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You like vacationing, right?
Yeah.
Not saying you're made of money, but maybe if we get a bonus soon or something like that from Santa Claus. What if you took have you ever done a solo vacation, even like a weekend getaway?
Yeah. Is this a ploy to our manager to give me a special bonus?
Yes, because it's uncomfortable when Alex cries around me. Please, any of our management,
you could take
chip
like
in.
A spa, a solo spa trip.
I would absolutely love that.
Yeah, go somewhere fancy like Ohio. You want to go to Ohio for the holidays? I got family over there. All right, let's talk to Tracy on the Joe and Alex Show. You say what, a new tradition?
Yeah, you could start a new tradition. Make up like a little picnic basket and go in and, to a nursing home or to a children's hospital, places where people are away from their families or might not have any family left. And, enlighten their mood and their spirits a little bit more, too.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
And
I didn't think about that.
I'll give you, Alex, I always tell people, I think you always think that everybody thinks that we always fight and tussle. But when we go out and we get to read to kids at schools or do different things, it's so crazy because Alex can have her opinion on the air and be like, whoa. But around kids, she's this big, soft butterball, and she's so sweet and so nice and so kind and just so engaging. I think you would thrive in something like that. And you could even be like an old person, like you'd be like, oh, hello, my name's Alexandria. How are you?
Well, are you guys going to let me come to your Christmas?
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah, Tracy will.
Hey!
Yeah. No, I mean, I would, but I I think
thanks.
I got a workout that day or something. I don't know. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And we are putting this up on our Instagram. This is going to decide the fate between producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl. See, we do Joe's Journey every Wednesday around this time. And we stepped it up. We made it a little challenge between me, producer Porkchop, and Liv that we had to work out. Well, actually, you know what, Alex? You go over the rules so I don't screw it up. These were the rules that we put in place. If you did not do this, if you failed to meet the rules, there would be a punishment inflicted upon you. And the rules are what?
So, right, we made rules because they're doing a workout challenge together. Not me, because I don't work out. okay, so for hashtag Joe's Journey, you have to work out 4 different days between Wednesday and Tuesday. Wednesday mornings is when we do Joe's Journey update every single day. You can't do 2-a-days. That doesn't count. So you can't say like, oh, I did a 2-day. That counts for 2 days.
Well, we established these rules after the fact, but continue.
Walking can only count as a workout 1 of your days. And you must post proof of each workout on Instagram on our story at Joe and Alex Show. So those are the rules that we finally decided on yesterday after our big heated debate on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to come up with those and reestablish those very strictly because Liv and Porkchop and Joe were all in cahoots with each other trying to debate. Joe is fine on his goal for getting his 4 days in, but there were some discrepancies between producer Porkchop and Liv the Web Girl on if what they had done counted or not. And if you missed all of this, you can go back to our podcast, which you can find on any podcast, you know, forum or whatever, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, whatever. And you can listen to this. Just type in the Joe and Alex Show. But since we can't decide if Porkchop or Liv are who broke the rules, we're just going to let you decide and vote who is going to reach their hand tomorrow morning into the box of shame and pull out a punishment that they have to do on the air. So you have to go to Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and vote between Liv and Porkchop who's going to be punished, because we can't decide as a show.
So real quick, if there's a if there's a vote going on, I feel like I should have 10 seconds to say something.
Okay,
to
then
sway
actually,
voters.
That's a good idea.
I get 10 seconds.
You know, I'm going to give you I'll give you guys 30 seconds. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you want to go first?
I will gladly go. I've got it in my head right now.
Oh, well, then, by all means, producer Porkchop, the floor is yours.
Okay, also, don't look at me when you're saying this. Look away. Look at Joe.
Guys, please, I don't want to have another meeting today about how you guys fight too much. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was thinking, if Liv is allowed to work a 2-a-day, and we've determined I've already done 1 walk and 1 run, that means that today I could still technically do a 2-a-day and get my 4 workouts in. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, cool. Liv?
So I won't be eliminated. Go ahead, Liv.
Okay, so here's my thing. We didn't establish that we couldn't do a 2-a-day until after the fact. I ran 2 miles and then later that night did yoga. Yesterday, I did a 20-minute HIIT workout and a 15-minute ab circuit. And so that is 3 workouts, which means if I work out today, that is 4 workouts before. Here's the thing. Porkchop did 2 walks, which we already established that a walk does not count as a workout. Also, I don't know how you're going to do an actual 2-a-day, considering that you haven't even worked out once yet today. You probably won't get off work until like, what, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. How you're going to fit in 2 workouts between like 2 and like 8, like, I don't think that's fair.
I'll do one at 11. I'll make sure to get out by 11 today, get out and do one. And then I will do another one, which technically is like 5 extra credit for me. So I'll do another one right before I go to bed at 8.
Sorry, well, we'll see if you'll actually do that.
Sorry, I fell asleep. What's going on over here? You guys bore me with your excuses. I mean, bottom line, we established 2-a-days don't work, and Liv brings up a good point here. And honestly, people don't want to see you guys work out and make it to 4 days a week. They want to see a punishment. And I think if you listen to the Joe and Alex Show, you should first of all be cheering me on, because I'm the only one that's actually going to hit the goal the first week.
But yeah, also, I'm proud of you, Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's not easy to say that in the position you're in, but thank you.
And can we applaud the fact that I ran 1.3 miles yesterday in like 11 minutes after Liv
Wait, it was 11 minutes?
Yeah, 10.
What, you guys no, are both
was,
doing a good job.
I started at
what
38.
Was the exact?
I started at 7:38 p.m. and I finished at like 7:49, 6:48. I don't know. The
so
phone
it was like 11.
Well, the phone says 7:50, but that's just when it refreshed. I was already sitting.
Okay, well, so that's not impressive to me.
I put the poll up on Instagram right now. We need your votes. Who do you want to reach their hand into the box of shame tomorrow morning?
Shame!
To do and a punishment. Shame. Live or pork chop at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.
Don't just pick me because you think I might be annoying.
Or that
really,
you think she's cute.
Who is deserving?
She's the skinny one, so me working out is like that's hard enough.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Alex, which one are you voting for? Which one?
So far, Pork Chop is creaming Liv for who they want to do the punishment.
What?
67% have voted for you.
Producer Pork Chop has to do it.
You know what? By the way, this is an old photo of that one. Okay, I'm actually going to cast my vote right now.
I know who'd you vote for?
I know who Joe's voting for too.
He's saying Liv has to stick
I just made it 50-50.
You're a jerk.
I'm voting.
All right, go vote right now on who should face the box of shame.
Wait, what platform is this on?
It's on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story. So follow us at Joe and Alex Show and go ahead and click on the little circle at the top. That's the story if you don't know what we're talking about. And that's how you can cast your vote.
I don't want to shave my beard, please.
I'm sorry, buddy. Sometimes things have to happen in life that you don't want to. Now listen, this is good news for you, Pork Chop. Coming up next, even though you're in a bad mood with everything happening, you actually get to decide, how you feel and let it out because you got something that's been on your mind, huh?
I can't wait.
All right, producer Pork Chop's calling, I guess, everybody on the Joe and Alex Show out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, give us about 3 minutes and he'll let his anger flow. Oh my gosh, I think I just saw this. Our buddy Lenny, who runs the Joe and Alex Show in Houston on Radio Now 92.1, he said that the poll that we have up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, he voted for Liv to get the punishment. How's it make you feel there, Livy Liv?
I thought me and Lenny had something special, but clearly not.
Wow, yeah, Liv, it's not looking good for you. It is not looking good for you.
We need you to vote. Who do you want to have to stick their hand in the box of shame tomorrow for Joe's Journey's punishment? You have to vote on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show right now. Your vote will determine who gets the punishment.
Producer Pork Chop, the floor is yours because I hear you want to call out someone or multiple people here on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, bud?
Well, definitely multiple people on the Joe and Alex Show. And let me say, I am the newest member on the Joe and Alex Show. I've only been here for a month or so. So I feel like there's like this wiggle room of when you can start like calling out your coworkers. And I'm well past that wiggle room.
All right. Well, let's see you wiggle it.
There is something that all of you do that you shouldn't do, especially being broadcasters on the air. Now, I just actually foreshadowed it and you didn't even catch it. Let me do it again. Especially being broadcasters on the air.
Can't speak, Joe.
Well,
you guys knew that actually, when you signed my contract, I couldn't speak write.
This is worse. Now, okay, it's something that bothers me even when other people do it, but when you guys do it the most, and there's certain words that you just can't pronounce right.
This is a Joe thing.
No. Go ahead and say especially. Say it.
Especially.
No, you say especially.
Joe does. I literally called him out. Like, it was like yesterday or the day before. I said, what are you saying? Especially? I did. I say especially.
Nope. Alex, I wish. Oh, I should have went back and gotten like audio examples.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, a good producer would have went and did all that. Yeah,
I know.
That's cool. Let me call you out for that.
I've got some other words written down here that people on the show say wrong.
Oh, really?
It's not accuracy, it's accuracy.
Ew, who said that?
Who said that?
And it's not alcohol, it's alcohol.
Who's
saying that?
That's all Joe.
Library is actually library.
Okay, we are not saying these things.
This one, Alex, say this word. MISCHEVEIOUS.
Mischievous?
Ugh, I just threw up in my mouth. It's mischievous. Mischievous.
That is incorrect.
It's mischievous.
It's
there
mischievous.
Is no such word as mischievous.
Yes, it is.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Can anybody confirm or deny what the heck producer Pork Chop's going off about here?
I got one more.
Oh, okay.
I cannot believe you are calling me out for this because Joe is the number one person that does this on the show.
Another one? Regular.
Yeah, I don't say that.
Who is saying these? These are all Joe.
Yeah, you're regular.
Besides the X.
Okay, so I will say about 80% of these are Joe's.
Okay,
but
name one that I've done.
20% is definitely you two. I didn't write down the exact. I just wrote down. I remember when I heard a word, I wrote it down. And I've been writing down these words for a month.
Well, I don't think that has anything to do with me, so I think I'm in the clear.
Okay, well, next time it happens, I will call you out. I don't know. Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm the only one that hears this.
You are a little crazy because nobody's calling in 833-JOE-ALEX to defend you or give an example. 833-563-2539.
Ooh, you know what Kylie just tweeted us?
What'd she say? Yes.
She said, I was going to say live for the vote of the Joe's Journey punishment today and vote for her, but now I'm going to say pork chop since he's the English police.
There we go.
I'm just semi-articulate, that's all.
Oh, man.
Well, she can't change her vote.
All right, let us know if you have something. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Maybe something that we're saying wrong here, or maybe something you hear people say, you're like, oh my God, what did you say? We'll talk to you next on the Joe and Alex Show. Well, I feel like I'm getting called out for the main point here, but producer Porkchop is calling us all out. Me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, because, well, apparently we can't speak. I never heard that before. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you'd like to join in the conversation, also on social media, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's start out with Sean. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you wanted to chime in about something Porkchop said.
Yeah, I think it is most definitely mischievous.
No, it's mischievous.
Yeah.
No, mischievous, I've never heard that a day in my life.
What? Oh, man, all of you people can't speak.
What I'm starting to think is mischievous versus mischievous, like a data, data, tomato, tomato, potato, potato type of thing?
I thought it was Maleficent.
That's the Disney villain.
I'm definitely with Alex on this one.
All right, Woo-hoo! Thank you, Sean. Let's talk to Richard on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's going on?
We're just trying to figure out what Porkchop's saying here. Does it make sense?
Who pronounces things wrong the most on the show?
Oh, my God, Alex.
Are you kidding me?
What word? No, wait.
The word that she uses all the time is anxiety. She pronounces it with a Z, so she says anxiety.
Oh, my gosh, you are so right.
How else are you supposed to say anxiety?
Anxiety.
No.
Anxiety.
Never heard that, sorry.
What? Okay.
That's why she's like, I don't have it. I don't have it. If I don't spell it, I don't have it.
The X makes a Z sound. Alexandra. My name is Alexandra, for Pete's sake. I think I know X's.
Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hello.
Hello.
What is the word you're calling about?
It is definitely mischievous.
Oh,
it is not mischievous. It's like saying, like when someone goes, hey, can I ask you a question? No, you can't ask me because it's going to hurt.
That's a good one. I hate that.
How about you ask me a question?
Yes.
So
preach,
it's definitely
ask.
Mischievous.
No, it's mischievous, but yeah. I like you on the ask.
No, she's correct. She's absolutely correct.
Let's talk to Brittany on line number 5. Hey, Brittany, what up?
What's up, guys?
We're just trying to figure out if Porkchop going off, just calling us out, talking crap, actually is true or not. What do you got?
All right. It is mischievous, guys. Look up the pronunciation online. I promise it's mischievous.
This is crap.
He's right.
Brittany, how much have you been smoking this morning?
None.
That laugh.
On my way to work.
You know what I think about mischievous, which is what I say, is that it's like lasagna. You don't say lasagna.
Like, I would consider that like forehead is not forehead.
Like,
it's forehead, Alex. There's no H there. But mischievous is not mischievous.
Okay.
It's not the same.
If she thinks forehead is forehead, she has zero credibility.
Wait, are we talking?
I'm a medical student. It is forehead.
Well,
there
you're a
no
quack
H
doctor. You aren't working on me.
It is not forehead. It's forehead.
It is forehead. No, it's forehead. There's
Brittany,
no such thing as a forehead.
I believe you.
Brittany,
I'm with you 100%.
Tell me where you work at, because I'm not going to take myself or my insurance there. No
Joe's,
way.
Joe's just mad he doesn't have any hair, and his forehead looks bigger. Oops, that was mean.
Do you think laughing? Get the damn camera off my head, first of all.
Okay, listen to this. So OxfordDictionaries.com, that sounds pretty official to me. I mean, it doesn't get more legit than that. They said that the majority of their readers and their voters, 53%, chose the word mischievous, the spelling for it, with an I in it. So the majority of people do think that it's mischievous and spell it with an I, like mischievous, instead of mischievous. But technically, yes, they're saying that it does... it does, you know, The word is spelled without the I, but most people don't know that, and most people don't pronounce it that way.
Now, listen, I don't know much about things, but my wife, Lindsay, was on Jeopardy. Fun fact, if you didn't know that. And she's pretty smart. She's like a nerd. And I don't know what this means. Help me interpret it. She says, look at the spelling of the word. It's mischievous. I think I'm saying it right. She says, where is the extra... Hold on. Where is the extra syllable coming from? So I don't know if I said that right or not, but... That's my wife chiming in on that.
Like, she's saying
Jeopardy.
There's not an I, that's why?
Here, what is that? Well, I mean, you tell me. Like, that's what she texted.
Look at the spelling of the word. It's mischievous. Mischievous. Where is that extra syllable coming from? Well, because most people think it has an I in it, like I did until right now. I was today years old when I found out that mischievous was actually called mischievous.
What's coming up in the garbage, Alex?
Well, we have a little bit of a situation with Jay-Z and what he did on a double date. Kylie Jenner might be engaged, and fans are upset with Katy Perry for spending $50,000 on this.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, boy, everybody's mad at Katy Perry. She paid some big money to prevent a fan from going on a date with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. The singer participated in this benefit show. It's called One Love Malibu. It was an event that raised money for people affected by California's Woolsey wildfire. Mm-hmm. And in addition to performing, part of her role was to auction off a date with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. Well, bidding begins. This chick named Laura bids up to 20 grand to go out with Orlando Bloom, right? So Katy Perry jumps in and says, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to buy it for 50 grand. So people are not mad because obviously it's great that much money is going to these wildfire victims. But people are mad because they're like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, you know, let somebody have an opportunity. Obviously, they're not actually going to date him for real, for real. It's a fun one night thing, like a once in a lifetime opportunity to say, I went on a date with Orlando Bloom. And so people are mad at Katy Perry, like, you know, she's not a very nice person.
You don't want to open the door for that opportunity. Like, what if?
Do you think she's really actually just insecure and so she's jealous thinking about another girl going out with him,
all
even though it's a charity
insecure.
Thing?
No.
All women are insecure.
Okay, one, Joe, no. Two, no, absolutely not. She just wanted to donate $50,000. If she saw that it was kind of dimming down at $20,000, the auction was dimming down, and she was like, oh, no, this, like, charity needs more money. It needs more money. Then she probably stepped in and was like, I'll buy him for $50,000.
Like, so you don't think this is like offensive and kind of rude of her?
No. Are you joking? She donated $50,000 of her own money to a charity that she did not have to do.
Maybe people online are overreacting. Is Kylie Jenner engaged? The reality star fueled speculation that she accepted a proposal from her boyfriend Travis Scott by posting a loved up photo along with a diamond ring emoji. Mm. The mysterious photo was posted to her Instagram story yesterday and came with no other explanation as to the status of their relationship. A proposal certainly wouldn't be a shocking move since the couple have a 10-month-old daughter together. Hootie and the Blowfish have announced a new album and tour to make the 25th anniversary of their famous album, Cracked Rear View. Drummer Jim Sonefeld talked about last night on, what were they on? Hold on a minute. Let me see.
Fallon?
I can't remember.
Weren't they on the morning show yesterday?
Yes. They were on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night. Sorry, I had to look that up. And the drummer talked about how they were going to reunite for this new album and do a tour. And the tour is going to go to 44 cities across North America. The trek is going to begin on May 30th in Virginia Beach. It's going to end September 13th in Columbia, South Carolina. Bare Naked Ladies are going to serve as the opening band. I mean, this is like your 90s dreams coming true.
I'm going to the show. My wife already said we bought tickets, even though they're not on sale yet.
Tickets go on sale this Friday. And here is the drummer talking about reuniting and why they chose to do it now.
I think we all had to wait for the right year. We started talking around the 20th anniversary of the release of Cracked Rear View, and that was too soon. 22 wasn't round enough. 25 looks like the right number.
They're all like, Hootie, please, let us tour, Hootie.
And here is my favorite thing that has come out in celebrity news so far this week. Meek Mill talked about how he went on a double date with Jay-Z and Beyonce back when he was dating Nicki Minaj. And Meek talks about Jay. He calls him Hova. You know, that's like one of his nicknames. So he calls him Hova. But he talks about how they were sitting at the table. And of course, when he was dating Nicki, that's when him and Drake had that big beef. And Back to Back came out, right? So listen to what he says Jay-Z did when they were on a double date together.
So Hova got the playlist. He just clicking through. He clicking through Back to Back. Come On by mistake while we at the table. I'm like, oh. So Beyonce and Hova and Nicki, everybody just looking like, they don't know what's going on. I don't even know if they remember that, but I remember that.
So
that's awkward.
Jay-Z accidentally plays back to back when this is the height of their beef, and that song is literally a diss track to Meek Mill. So I think that is absolutely hilariously awkward, especially for something that Jay-Z did. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what crazy drama happened at your kid's daycare? Liv the Web Girl, it sounds like she's really running like a county or federal prison. We'll have her share her story next. What crazy drama happened at daycare? Maybe you work at a daycare. Maybe your kiddo is enrolled in daycare or used to be. Because this story that Liv the Web Girl is about to tell you, holy crap. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. So people that don't know this, Liv, you have a part-time job just because you like a free gym membership.
Yes.
And what is it, one day a week you watch kids at the gym you go to?
Yes. Yeah, so every Monday I work in the daycare at the gym, and people call me teacher. I am not a teacher.
No.
Yeah. And so I work there every Monday just so I can get a free membership. And yesterday I'm working, and in walks in two girls and with their mom. And I'm like, how old are these girls? And so I ask them, and one's 11, which is fine. Like, we've had 11-year-olds in there before. But then the other one is 14 years old.
Dang.
14. This girl comes walking in with blue eyeshadow on. What? And I was like, what is going on here? But I was like, okay, like, I guess I have to let her in, because they let her come in up at the front desk.
She's old enough to work out there.
Very confusing. And I was even like, I mean, I was just like, okay, whatever. I guess this is how this is going to go today. And like, I really didn't even think about it that much, because I was just like, let's just get this 3 hours over with. So I'm sitting there, and she FaceTimes her boyfriend.
Stop it now.
Yes, is FaceTiming her boyfriend, and her younger sister is like, is he smoking? That's bad for you. He's literally smoking.
Where are these kids
Wait,
from?
Wait, was he smoking or vaping?
No, he was, I think, smoking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, smoking. And she is going on and on. She is dropping, oh, like, you're such a fake ass, like, blah, blah, blah. Were you flirting with her? All this stuff. And I say, hey.
She's like, wait a minute. This 14-year-old girl in daycare is accusing her boyfriend of cheating on her?
Yeah.
And he's smoking.
Yes, of like kind of flirting and stuff. And he's like, no, girl, like, I wouldn't do that.
You my boo.
And so then I was like, hey, like, no cussing in here. There's little kids around. She's like, oh my gosh, should I cuss? I'm so sorry.
Wow.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Because this is like the last hour too. Like, I've had enough.
Liv is like a jail warden at this daycare. You ever seen those memes where it's like, this baby looked like he just did 10 years and he just came out? That's like the kids that Liv is watching.
Oh, well, funny you say that, Alex. It gets better. So then I'm like, oh my gosh, she is screaming FaceTiming in the middle of the daycare to this guy. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I was at a restaurant on Sunday and my probation officer was there.
Wait a minute. A 14-year-old's on probation?
No wonder her mom put her in daycare.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that's why she can't be home alone, because she's
a probation officer. You're supposed to be like the law and order, keeping things intact?
So now I start sweating. I start sweating because I'm like, I am not prepared. I'm intimidated now.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, now I'm just straight intimidated. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So then he's going on and on using another really bad word that starts with an F and is dropping that all over the place.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay, I got stern. And I was like, hey, if you cuss again, I will call your mom and you will be out of here.
Live the disciplinarian, girl.
Live bringing down the hammer over
you
here.
You better believe it. And so then I got stern with her, and she again was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And then she's still FaceTiming her boyfriend. She's like, oh my gosh, your big lips, they're so sexy.
You're kidding me.
No, and there are little kids around. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do? But this girl's been in probation. Like, I'm nervous.
Do you think you could have took her in a fight if you had to?
Oh, hell no. Oh, no.
That's scary.
She was smaller than me. She was like 14 years old, and I'm 10 years older than her. Ugh, gosh.
Liv, I can't.
I can't believe I just said that. I'm 10 years older.
I can't believe you're being such a meanie. Like, and honestly, it goes to reflect because on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram page,
oh my gosh,
even more people are voting for you to do the challenge.
No.
And I think it's because you're being a meanie.
Why am I being a meanie? There's literally little kids. I'm not going to let this girl be like, oh, smoking. My boyfriend's big lips are so sexy. I can't wait to, like, have kids. Like, do you want to have kids with me? All this stuff. When there are literally, like, six-year-old kids in there. That is not appropriate.
So this is happening. We had that kid get served pine saw instead of apple juice in Hawaii this week, right?
Yeah,
right, Joe?
Is that what it was? Yeah, daycare. Yep, they mixed the two up.
Yeah, so we want to know your daycare horror story. Either you work at one, you used to work at one, or your kid goes to one and you know of some daycare drums. We want to hear about it. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
833-563-2539. And actually, you know, hang on. Okay, we have the 14-year on the phone, the 14-year-old girl. We're going to talk to her next on the Joe and Alex Show. The Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and the number to call in. We're talking about what went down at the daycare. Liv the Web Girl is pretty much a prison warden over here. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Veronica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what went down at the daycare?
Okay, I have two, so I want to make them quick. The first one, I pull up to drop off my six-month-old, and the lady is locked outside with, like, 12 kids, and one kid is locked inside asleep.
What?
And she expected me to wait, and I was like, how long will it be, you know, before you get let in? She's like, well, they called, you know, a custodian. It could be an hour. It could be two. And,
whoa,
yeah, obviously, I never went back. And then here's another crazy one. Then a couple years later, my daughter was in another one. And she went for about a year, and then she started kindergarten, so I kind of moved on about my life and put her in kindergarten. One of the ladies came and found me while I was getting my nails done and was like, how dare you not come back and update us? We were there for your child. Why didn't you come and let us? Which I should have went back, but, like, she'd only been gone for, like, a couple months. Like, give me some time, you know? But mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of crazy that she came and tracked me down. But
that is so bizarre. It's not like your second grade teacher is, like, running you down and being like, how come you didn't tell me how her grades were in third grade?
Very strange.
Right.
Bizarre.
I never realized. I mean, I've always heard people say, but none of us actually have kids. I've never actually understood it's that hard to get into a good daycare. Like, it's years in the waiting to try to do that. Like,
yeah.
Or like a preschool.
We're talking about this because Liv the Web Girl works at a daycare part-time besides being on the show. And yesterday, she had a 14-year-old girl be dropped off for her daycare at this gym. She had blue eyeshadow on. She was FaceTime your boyfriend talking about his sexy lips. He was smoking on the FaceTime. She was swearing.
We actually have her on the phone this morning. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say to Liv?
Catch me outside. How about that?
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Nebraska man told the cops he was driving his car like Ace Ventura.
Alrighty then.
When he drunkenly crashed into a tree. Like, where he's driving, he's got his head out the window over here. Looking pretty cool. The guy slammed into and uprooted a tree, which was in someone's front yard, and the vehicle came to a stop after it hit a retaining wall. He then fled the area, but the police were able to find him a short time later. The man told the cops that his windshield wipers, man, they weren't working for whatever reason, so he had to stick his head out the window like Ace Ventura.
Alrighty then.
That's a sight to see. He was arrested and charged with DUI, careless driving, and leaving the scene of an accident. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, and this is something I saw and I said, holy crap, Alex, what do you think about this? There is a dude in Miami. He proposed to his girlfriend last week with not one, not two, but six different rings. He actually bought six rings so she could pick out the one that she liked, and now this proposal is going viral for multiple reasons. Some people online are saying that, wow, that's amazing, that's caring, that's giving the one you love so many options. But then everyone's like, okay, does he not know her at all, that what she would want? And it's like, that's a little bit show-off-ish. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. What do you think about this guy? It's absolutely insane. Six rings he had, like, in a big old box.
My dream come true.
Is that what you would want?
Yeah, I love having choices. I'm somebody that likes to pick everything out. So that way, he's still proposing. He picks out some of them, but then I get to make the final decision. I love this idea.
So you wouldn't think if a guy gave you six rings, you wouldn't be like, well, you don't know me enough? Because don't you have something in particular, like a, I forget all this stuff. I should remember the cut clarity, blah, 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 blah. But there's different shapes of diamonds and stuff. Don't you have something in mind that you kind of won already?
Sure. Most girls do, but also every girl likes to go shopping, and that's essentially a proposal and shopping in one.
I feel like if a guy has to have like more than one ring like at the proposal, it shows that he doesn't know you enough, and maybe you shouldn't even be proposing. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Your guy gets on his knee, brings out that box of six rings. What are you thinking when you see that? We'll talk to you next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Alex says, oh my God, this is awesome. I would love to have the guy that proposes to me one day to have this big giant box with six different rings. That's what a guy did in Miami.
Yeah.
Obviously, this guy's got some money, unless they're all fake like cubic zirconium. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. What would you think if that actually happened to you? Katie's on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Katie? Would you like that? Or you'd be like, oh no.
What girl wouldn't like getting six rings? But my question is, does she get to keep all six of the rings?
I'm sure she does, and I'm sure she had to pick one and he brings the rest back. I mean, otherwise, I don't know how you would afford to do that unless he's a bajillionaire.
Well, that's not cool. If he pulls out six rings, I want to wear every single one of them.
Look at you. You're such a gold digger.
I mean, she has a point.
I'm going to switch them out. Different outfits, different rings, you know?
I was going to say, how about seven rings? I get a different one for every day of the week. Holla!
Exactly. Now we're talking.
You two need help. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks.
Bye. Jessica on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hey. Look, I think it's ridiculous that a girl even picks out her engagement ring. Your boyfriend, your soon-to-be fiancé, he's picking out something he thinks is going to be special. So what if you don't like it? Because it's not about the ring. It's about marriage and love.
Mm.
It could be the tiniest little ring. Who cares?
It's half about the ring, half about the marriage. I got to wear that ring every day for the rest of my life, right?
Yeah, but I mean, even if it's just like a goofy little ring, you look down on it and you're not going, oh my God, I missed the one that's way more expensive.
No, you look down on it.
And you're going, oh, I'm in love, you know?
No, you look down on it and you're like, ew, I can't Instagram this. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
You can be with a relationship. I'm like, let the guy pick out what he wants. And
I'm kidding.
I wish I would have proposed to you. I would have gotten you the cheapest ring in the world.
Hell yeah. Hey, I've been proposed to before with a bread tie. So.
A bread tie?
Yikes.
Not even kidding.
Wow. Thank you. That's the truth, though. Dakota, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Dakota?
Hey. So I think it's a smart decision because he is essentially picking out what he would think she would like, but also giving her options so that she can pick the very best one out of those options that she would love the most to want to wear all the time.
I just don't know. Maybe I'm the only guy, but I remember the whole process of looking at engagement rings, and I did go with my wife to a jewelry store one time. We never picked out an exact ring, but I found out what she liked. So I feel like if the guy's doing that, that shows, like with all those options, it shows that he really doesn't know his woman that
well.
Dude,
even better, you take a girl, you propose to her outside of a Shane company, she goes in, and you shop together for the ring! Yes!
That would be even more better.
Yes, that's what I'm saying!
Hey, Dakota, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Listen, honey, it's not gold digging, it's just gold. Coming up in the garbage, this celebrity revealed people are trying to get him to commit suicide. Kelly Clarkson is just like us, and a rapper is going to Harvard.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. You missed anything today? No need to worry. You can go to joeandalexshow.com and check it out. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Has anybody checked the results? We're going to be doing Joe's Journey, and we're going to be going into the bag of shame tomorrow.
The box of shame.
The box of shame.
I'll look at an update.
Speaking of, I need to get out of here as quick as possible today because I got to go do my double workout, you know, my extra credit.
You can't do 2 days.
You can't do 2 days well, now because we already established
extra
the
credit.
Listen, no matter how much you guys work out at this point, it is totally up to the listener to vote for who they want to stick their hand, their crummy, sticky hand into the box of shame tomorrow between Liv and Pork Chop, which you can vote for right now at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram only. And right now, Liv is losing by a very small percentage. So Liv might be sticking her hand into the box of shame and doing a dare slash punishment on the air tomorrow.
This is not good.
51% to 49%.
My plans actually involve today going to get a box and decorating it to be the box of shame. So that is what I'm doing.
Because you're not going to look as good as the box when it's all said and done tomorrow. I honestly feel, to sway the last thing as we wrap up here for voting, I feel like Liv should face the punishment, but we'll see what the people...
And you know what's really messed up? So we're the Joe and Alex Show, and we're on Radio Now 100.9, so we have access to both of those Instagrams. What is so messed up is that Joe voted on his own Instagram that I should have to do the punishment.
That's fine. Then,
like a coward, he went on the Radio Now 100.9's Instagram and voted that I should do it too.
What if it comes down to one vote?
What do you have against me, Joe?
Let's see here. How much time do we have?
Oh my gosh. Go vote at Joan Alex Show. Who should do the box of shame punishment? Liv or Pork Chop tomorrow?
Liv.
Hey, make sure you guys wear good looking underwear in case you get the dare, the punishment that says you have to run outside in just your underwear.
Yeah. I don't wear underwear.
Well, there you go.
Tomorrow you better. I don't want to see your candy cane. All right, that's going to be it for the Joe and Alex Show today. Go vote. And Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop, we got to do one more thing, and that's say goodbye. Come on.
Vote for Liv.
Close.